Oh dear.
Oh. Do
you
want
to pre-mic? You guys are on the air. Go ahead and say whatever. Air.
Yeah.
Why, hello out there.
Hi out there in Radio Land.
Hey. Why, we are a little late, aren't we? Stacy, are you late?
No. Not currently.
No, not late.
She's on the pill.
It's what happens when you have a busy night of partying.
We all partied. Woo!
Got a little too drunk.
So hard.
Last night.
It was hardcore.
Oh, we're just fashion. It was a crazy party.
For anyways, those tuning in, I'm terribly sorry. This is your trusty soundboard operator. We had a little bit of difficulties on the train, but we're here now, we're on the air, so let's get back to the show.
Awesome.
I hate when they hijack trains and you're just late for work.
God, no, yes.
Why are you hijacking a train?
Have they done that in a speed movie yet? Have they hijacked a train
I think speed
yet?
Movies are dead.
No,
so.
They will be brought back. We all know this.
I don't
think they made like three of them. I think they'll make a fourth.
All right. Well, let's toss it off to Rachel, and we'll.
Hey guys. Hi. Okay, so it's Rachel here, aka Sassy Pants. Our guest today is the lovely and wonderful and beautiful Nicole Margulies.
Ooh.
Nicole, would you like to tell the people out there in Radioland a little bit about yourself?
Well, you did such a great introduction. I'm a native Californian, and I'm out here in L.A. doing the whole acting shtick. And, I love that you guys have this show, and being awkward is something I think I'm maybe like a semi-pro at.
What daily life made you give up your life to choose the horrible career?
I mean, what made you move from, like, the bustling metropolis of Fresno.
I know, right?
You know,
no. It's just such an exciting place to live.
I know, man. When I think of excitement, I think of Fresno. Yeah.
Can I also add that she's actually a badass too?
Yeah, totally.
She like can kill you.
Yeah, oh, that's
so.
Right.
She's an awkward assassin.
You were in the Marine.
I was in the Navy.
The
Navy.
Mm-hmm.
In the Navy,
dude. She's pretty intense, guys.
She also
does a little modeling sometimes. I mean, she's a Renaissance woman.
Renaissance.
Some musical theater in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, guys, if you want to call, you know, berate us for being late. Oh, and I know you guys love us so much.
We have no listeners anymore.
Yeah, we've lost all our audience base.
Basically, our audience base is just waking up, so they're fine.
Yeah, call 1-800-893-9562 and let us know your thoughts maybe on the topics about, I don't know, whatever. Maybe tell us your problems today. We'll make that completely awkward.
What are the topics of the day today?
Oh,
Rachel?
Yeah, okay, so today...
Ooh,
the first topic we're going to discuss is, since Halloween is fast approaching, we're going to talk about possibly our most awkward costume choices we've ever made.
Okay, slutty bitches out there, seriously.
And send us pictures.
It's never okay.
We want to make fun of you.
Not everything can be sexy, people.
Yes. The sexy Dora the Explorer thing, I think, was...
Send us a picture if you're a sexy Dora the Explorer right now, because I want to make fun of you.
Look this up, Frank. Look it up.
A sexy hot guy boots with her.
I just couldn't believe I saw that. I was like, okay, I think maybe the line has been crossed.
It is miraculous.
We saw sexy SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy SpongeBob is like a costume you can buy in all the stores now.
I would think that maybe sexy Patrick would be a bit more of a push. Like,
you paint yourself pink and you wear some shorts.
I know, right?
Right.
Or you don't.
And just put a dumb look on your face the whole time.
Something shiny.
I've for a while, I didn't really have store-bought costumes. My mom would just be like, here's what's in your closet. We're going to make you a hippie kind of deal. Last year, I had a costume because I had to explain. It was a clever costume to me.
I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was funny. But it's a little awkward having to describe your cerebral process of, you're making a comment on being a hipster, so you're dressed like a hipster. It was like, it didn't play well. People were just like, awesome poison shirt. I was like, thank you, but this is not the point I'm making. And I just felt completely awkward every time I had to explain what I was. And I was just like, at the end of the night, I was just like, some chick from the 80s who likes poison. I don't know.
You're a groupie.
I am. By the way, those men are way too pretty. No man should be prettier than you ladies. Remember that.
And not have as good of eyebrows. Like.
Remember that.
That actually kind of bothers me when I see guys with overly done eyebrows. Mm-hmm. It's
overly groomed.
Well, yep. Honestly, anything more than like getting rid of your unibrow or like some minor shaping, it kind of just, it's a detractor to me. It looks so unattractive. Mm-hmm. As for awkward costumes, I honestly find the over-sexualization of all of these weird characters a little disturbing.
I don't think you're alone on that.
No.
What has happened to Halloween? It has never been particularly wholesome.
Right. Well, I mean, I can say I've been guilty of it. Like, when I was working at Hustler, like, I wanted to be comfortable, but I also wanted to be, like, cute to sell stuff. And so I just decided to wear a Jason jersey and, like, really short shorts and boots. And looked like I was drowned. Yeah. And so that was my costume. So I was slutty Jason.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I did it.
But that's
it happened.
You were Mrs. Voorhees before Mrs. Voorhees.
But now there's Mrs. Voorhees everywhere. Thanks a lot, everyone. Yeah.
I actually have not really dressed up all that much. I really didn't celebrate Halloween or holidays in general growing up much.
Tell us why.
Were you a Jehovah's Witness?
I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Yes, he was.
Is as terrifying as you think. They're terribly nice people, terribly nice, but I'm
not
going to
get... Wait, this is not a joke?
No, I'm
not. No, he seriously was.
I really was. Okay. I was brought
They're both gay because they were in repressive religions.
Oh, no.
Just like, I have looser morals because I was raised Catholic.
But anyways,
it's funny how it works out that way.
Yeah. I mean, I never dressed up much. So I don't have really many for Halloween costumes that...
Your costume was terrifying last night.
What? Oh, wait. I was basically dressed as I am today in a black shirt and shorts, and I walk in and I just go, hey, everyone, and they're all like, oh, what are you dressed up as? A rapist.
They look like everyone.
Don't be
alone
with me.
Yeah. The pedo staff?
But Stacey and I also saw something that I guess... For younger teens, they can't call it like sexy costumes. So we saw like a sexy Alice, but she was adorable Alice,
adorably short skirt.
And I was
Alice.
Like, she still looks like a super skank. People,
adorable and sexy, like really different playing fields.
This year, I already have seen it, and I'm going to see it everywhere. This year, the costume is going to be women, binders full of women.
Oh yeah, the binders full of women.
It's going to be binders full of women everywhere. I've already seen one.
It was really clever. It was clever. Funny.
I was expecting it. I was.
Yeah, I think a lot of people rushed out and changed their costume ideas. Once that happened.
I'm certain.
Well, it's really easy to do. I mean, just grab a binder.
I know, right?
Put it around you and boom, binder full of woman. So I was trying to do the segue earlier, but we were talking about well-coiffed men and how that's not ideal. So why don't we discuss maybe our favorite ideal nerd boy, like, you know, from movies, could be real life. You can, I don't know, describe maybe your unrequited love.
Well, see, I don't mind being coiffed, like a man being coiffed. There's a line, though. Like, if he is taking as much time getting ready as I do, and I'm one of those quick women, so you have to be pretty quick.
I'm
done. Let's go.
Let me ask this question. How long does it actually take you? And then I'm going to ask the other women, how long does it actually take you to get actually ready?
I mean, we're talking like shower to...
Well, yes, we'll include the whole...
Like shower to makeup?
Well, shower to makeup. You get out of bed to the point that you're out the door.
Well, I mean, it depends on like how...
No dawdling.
Like how long I have. Like if I got up this morning and I had to be somewhere, it could take me 5 minutes. If I didn't, I would, you know, watch Pandora or... I mean, watch Netflix, listen to Pandora, like lounge around, be like, oh, my eyes started off this color and now they're... smoky because I had time.
Well, let's say you have 2 hours before you have to be somewhere. How much of that time would actually be taken up by getting ready?
Probably 20
minutes.
From shower to makeup, I take like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If I take longer than that, I hurt myself.
So it is a thing.
And there's got to be some sort of like soiree going on or something for me to like take the
extra. I feel like I'm just taking my time.
No. So is it just a thing for women to dawdle and just go?
I don't dawdle.
I don't dawdle.
I don't dawdle. I get ready when I'm supposed to get ready.
I think the
I'm super low maintenance. I require nothing.
I'm even quick at the bathroom. Like, no, yeah, like I'm so low maintenance. I am. I get it done.
Like, done.
Right? Done. Like, what are you doing in there? Just get out. Like, if you need that much time, you need way more than there's in the bathroom. Yeah. Okay? You just need to go somewhere else.
I'm always afraid.
Seek professional help.
I'm always afraid women have fallen in if they take too long.
Yeah.
Because I don't
assume everyone falls in.
I just think that like some vortex has swallowed them up.
Right.
I'm not even joking. At breakfast today, when we were waiting for Rachel, I even said that comment to her.
Like, did she fall in?
Did she get sucked in?
Sometimes people like doing their taxes on the toilet. Okay. Yeah.
But if a guy takes longer than me, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Admittedly, if I take a long time in the bathroom, it's because I'm reading something on the internet.
Thank you for that.
I was having some me time in the bathroom, you know. I wanted to get away from you fools.
I always assume if you guys are taking too long, you just met somebody.
Well, that's another thing to assume.
It doesn't take that long.
We gave them known for that.
It's strange when people like update their Facebook from.
Oh no, that bothers me.
That's creepy.
Check in at the bathroom.
They're like,
check in.
Or they're like reading their wall in the bathroom and then making comments.
No,
and
no,
it's like, yeah, you're, I know where you are in this house. So
that's super
that's creepy.
That's way creepy. Stall number two, check in.
that's not right.
So gross.
That is not okay, people.
The mirror of your bathroom. Oh,
God. That's where all those dumb mirror pictures come from with the
can we have those stop?
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll not stop until we have little hover cameras. they're gonna be around for a while.
They shouldn't be around. Like, if you don't have somebody that can hold the camera for you, maybe you shouldn't take a picture.
Listen, some of us are lonely people. Of us are lonely.
It's just not a suction cup. You stick to the mirror, you know?
And I don't need the almost porn-like shots of you from the mirror.
Oh, yeah, no.
I have a friend that posts those, like, every other day, and I don't need those, ever.
I'm sorry. No. I like those pictures.
So she's like always on the sink, always posing, like in the mirror.
I will tell you, if I ever see a guy has one of those photos on his Facebook, he's automatically not dateable.
The worst sin of that is the duck face.
Oh,
wait.
No. I disagree.
Before we move on, have you seen? There's a picture of this girl who took a picture in the bathroom like this, with the camera above her head. And she was trying to look sexy, but if you notice, she's standing next to the toilet, and there's a piece of shit.
Oh, yes. I just vomited.
My favorite are those ones, or the ones where they're totally naked, and you see the shot, and then you see, like, their kid
in the bathroom.
Like, yeah. What the fuck?
I think I'm super critical, and I look at those shots, and I'm like, okay, first of all, if you're taking a shot in your bathroom, why isn't your bathroom clean? Why are there towels on the floor, makeup on the counter? Like, You've thought this out. This isn't like a spur of the moment. Oh, I'm taking a shot in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Clean up, people. Same thing with YouTube videos. If you're filming something in your room, do a little tidying. Mm-hmm.
But
might
why
make
do
it better.
You have to take a picture of yourself in the bathroom? Can't you go out into the world?
No. Some of us are lonely, desperate.
You're so
people.
Vain.
There's still other rooms in loneliness, okay? It's just not the bathroom.
The lonely hotel is huge, okay?
You can also be in the library in the corner reading Harry Potter. You can take a picture of yourself there.
It does.
I blame those front-facing camera phone thingies. They just, like, give you too many options.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, let's get that. Sorry, let's get that right a little closer.
There.
Get all up in it.
You have to get that like nice and close.
Yeah. Get all up.
Yeah,
oh, so
like
we
that.
Went way off topic.
such things happen.
So ideal men are not men that take shower, you know, that take their
Oh, no.
Self.
You're automatically deleted,
you're
like,
deleted
from the dating.
If you
world.
Spend more time
Sorry.
In the bathroom than me, gone.
Gone.
Gun.
If, yeah,
I'm gonna start to worry that you're meeting somebody named Bill down at the local bar, okay? If you're taking more time than me.
One other thing that absolutely just decimates my opinion of a person is if I have to explain a joke to them.
Oh, that's the worst.
Ever have to explain a joke?
Oh. Especially if it's like one of your all-time faves.
Oh,
I don't get it.
Oh, it bothers me so much.
That just ruins the joke. That makes them seem way dumb.
Yeah.
Nick has something
hey, out. You guys don't use, you guys don't sit on the toilet and use your laptops?
No, I do
no,
not.
No, that's not, that doesn't work.
Now they have iPads and iPhones. So
wait, what's wrong with that? I thought the bathroom, the toilet was a place for just sitting there and thinking about.
Well, you know, if you're gonna
unless
use
I'm
that,
looking up porn, Nick, just don't I'm not using my laptop in the bathroom.
No, that would be gross to just sit don't on the toilet picture. And look at porn. I'm talking about just checking
your mail.
That's
the only reason why I could see that's conceivable.
just don't take a picture of it. We're
I don't
fine.
Need that.
Have you guys ever seen that picture of like the chick taking a picture in her bathroom? She's posing in the mirror, but then you look in the toilet and there's shit in the toilet.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
That's terrible.
Disgusting.
That's terrible right there.
That was a sexy ass picture.
Another nerd boy pet peeve of mine is when like nerd or supposed nerds hit on you, but they don't know their shit. Like I have my Gryffindor sweatshirt and I love it and I wear it all the time. This one guy comes up to me and he goes, "So, you team Hogwarts?" And
what?
I go,
know.
I was like, "What?" He goes, "You're team Hogwarts." And I go, "Well, this is a Gryffindor shirt, so I'm team Gryffindor. But if you're talking Triwizard, yes, I guess I would be team Hogwarts."
Yeah, right.
And he was
right
like, "You could see his penis retract." He was like, "Oh, God, I'm so sorry."
Right.
King. It's I like when guys will find out I'm into Wolverine and they're like, "Oh, really? You're into Wolverine? Do you like Hugh Jackman?" I'm like, no. I like the Hulk 180 type. Like, I like that kind of Wolverine.
Let me actually ask you, ladies, how do you guys deal with cross likes? If you're a Marvel and they're a DC, or have you ever encountered something?
That's more Stacey's question, because I'm all opportunistic kind of comic book person.
Have a balance appreciation.
But have you ever gotten into an argument over a fandom with someone that you've gone, like you've dated?
Oh, no, not dated. Well, no, because I've never dated a nerd.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Ever. I mean, it's not my fault. I would love to date somebody like that's into the things I'm into, but I've never dated anybody that was into them. I just don't get asked out by the people that are into that stuff. Like, aww. I mean, I know. It's
okay.
It's because I look like
she's pretty hot. You should ask her out.
Stacey, we can be old bags together.
It's like a cat.
Maybe
and read Dark Wolverine in the corner.
Maybe it's because I'm passive, but I have dated someone who was a Marvel fan, and I'm a DC fan, obviously. Duh. It's actually not that bad. At least it wasn't for me. Like, I kind of, like...
Well, he's a pretty cool guy, too, though. So.
I opened myself up to Marvel.
He opened himself up to a lot of things, including Marvel.
I've never had that issue, like, ever. Because even if I were like, oh, I don't... I always want to, like, know stuff. If I don't know something, I'm always like, oh, what's this about kind of deal. And the guys I have dated that were super nerds that liked, you know, were strictly Marvel or strictly DC. And I'm like, well, why do you like it? You know, tell me. I grew up my dad taking me to comic book shops, you know, placing me on the counter when he went to go get his comics. So I'm all about everything. And if there's something I don't know, like if there's like a Dark Horse comic or, you know, there's DC or something, like I go, well, tell me what about it makes it so flipping fantastic that I have to go read it right now.
And I feel like I'm that way too. Like, I don't feel like I'm completely closed-minded. I grew up, the first comic book I saved up for was Death of Superman. So obviously I read DC and I'm up on DC and I like,
I think you did that because you
I like Vertigo. But you know, like I read everything as a kid and my mom had a massive comic book collection in the 60s and like that was the heyday of it. I grew up with everything. Yep. And I'm also willing to like listen to somebody and go, why? But if you come up to me and go, Marvel sucks and this is why, then fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah. Get away from me.
Well, like, that makes me feel angry.
There's no reasoning behind it when they come up with something like that. And I think like with the guys that I've been with who have been nerds, there's kind of, I enjoy like sharing my like what I appreciate about Marvel or DC with them, and then they share what they like about it with me, and then we learn both sides, and you know, you get to appreciate each one more and more like that.
It's like a Star Wars, Star Trek kind of thing.
Yeah.
Why is there a
I don't understand.
I am a Trekkie,
I don't get it.
And
I don't
I'm
understand
into Star
it.
Wars.
Yeah,
why do I have to battle?
Very similar things, almost. I don't know.
I don't
oh my
to.
God, all the nerds just were like, they're not similar.
They're not. No, they're not.
They're not.
They're not.
They shouldn't
but
be.
Just maybe their title.
That's the thing.
But you know, it's
star.
Like
why can't I
don't
like
get
both?
It.
Why can't I be so into both?
I think that we have definitely transcended a period of that like that because I think you can like both now. Yeah. I think you can like everything.
I still know some boys that I say I like Star Wars and they like eye roll me.
They are trapped in an age of past.
Called little babies.
We have transcended that. We are now in an age where your interests can be anything.
Well, see, I've never gotten it from guys. I've gotten from girls who are kind of posing as nerds. Like, I can't drink from that.
They do that because they don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly, you don't know what you're talking about.
They're matched on some old ideal.
I grew up with Star Trek. I grew up with Star Wars. I love them both. I love them both.
Do you have a thought?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You can't hang with the shit. Mm-hmm.
May I interject for just 1 second?
Yes, you may.
Let's see. I don't know. Star Trek... The only good Star Trek was Wrath of Khan.
But wait, did you see the series?
All right, I'm not going to lie. I've only seen a few of them.
Well, then you
the new one.
Talk.
The new one was cool. The new one was cool.
Which Enterprise?
No, he means like he's talking about
the newest movie, which was a remake, right? More or less of the first one?
It was a complete reimagining.
It's a reimagining of the series.
Yeah. That was cool. I've seen a few other Star Trek. But I really like the Wrath of Khan.
Oh yeah, that's
we're about to have a Wrath of Khan. I think this is happening. I think that's what Benedict is going to play. I'm literally goose pimpled, I'm just freaking out. God, I'm sorry.
The Star Wars Star Trek differences, they're very different stories. Star Wars is more of a Western samurai.
It's also very good versus evil.
Star Trek is more about the exploration and the idea that everyone can get along.
Yeah.
It's a journey story.
Yeah, it's a journey. They're very different feels. I definitely suggest watching Star Trek. But not Enterprise.
That's the best one.
Just watch them all. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you to see the progression of the series.
Enterprise will kill you.
It will not kill you.
I don't know. I've watched them all. I've watched Enterprise. I've watched Next Generation. Yeah, I've watched Deep Space Nine. I've watched Voyager.
I've watched every single movie, every single series. I'm okay.
With that said, I also absolutely adore Star Trek, Star Wars as well. I
mean, yes, three, not episode 1 through 3.
Even the first three.
Even the universe. Some of the stuff in the universe is so amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the stories.
Except for Jar Jar.
Aren't Jar Jar and Mima.
Even though he's my people.
I like the Old Republic games. They're awesome.
The Old Republic games. Yeah. But yeah, definitely, like, I can understand the love that people have for Star Wars. I think it's much more easily packaged.
I just think it's a lot better in every way. It's more action-packed. It's way more entertaining. The episodes 4, 5, and 6, though, of course.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, and 3
suck my balls.
Well, episode 3... It was okay. There was some cool action in it here and there.
Yeah, it's all about 2.
Episode 1, Jar Jar, he killed that movie. And episode 2 is kind of slow moving. That's the most story centered.
Those movies were eye candy. They were very pretty. They were fun to watch.
He was so whiny.
Oh, God, Anakin.
Oh, my God. Oh, good Lord.
I actually really hated Anakin and Padme a lot, and it felt really incestuous and weird.
Because it is incestuous.
It felt very incestuous. A little pedophilic.
So gross.
It was a little pedophilic.
Yeah.
It's definitely pederasty.
A little bit, just a little bit.
But hey, he grew up really hot.
There's different rules in the universe.
She loved him at 10. She's like, I love you, Annie.
There was that scene where like he's huffing and puffing in bed, though. And I was at the perfect age that was like,
Star Wars was your porn.
Yes, it was.
I've watched the cartoon Attack of the Clone Wars.
Oh, they're really good.
And that's really like if you watch that and then you watch the movie Attack of the Clone Wars, you're like, oh, this is like, why didn't they just? Oh, you money grubbing hoe! Why didn't you just do this from the beginning?
Have you seen the Attack of the Clones?
The Clone Wars.
I saw a little bit of it when it first was on TV on Cartoon Network.
It was
pretty cool.
Some of the storylines that they go into there with like Shaak Ti and the other Sith that are involved, and oh my god, it's so amazing. And the art for it, I believe that's Genndy Tartakovsky, or if not, it's the same person who did Samurai Jack.
I don't know.
I would look it up, but my internet is not working.
It makes me happy. I'm like, why didn't you just do this? Well, like I said, he's a money grubbing hoe.
Not anymore. He's retired. Okay, only doing love projects now.
He's retired because everyone complained about it. Okay, stop being mean.
He made so much money off this merchandise. He could like,
Made so much money off of the girls in this room. It's unbelievable.
He could have like a death match between him and Oprah. Who has more money? He would win.
When do you expect that the fans will revolt and storm into Skywalker Ranch and just take all of the footage? Just to protect it.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Really?
That movie like, Fanboys like, is not yet
second
come to
one,
life.
They were like, what is this
I'm
shit?
I'm surprised there has not been a mob.
I know. Wow.
It made my heart cry.
It made me sad. It made me really sad.
So sad.
It made my wallet cry.
Yeah, it made my wallet cry too.
But
watching that series and kind of how it's developed really kind of shows me the differences between how the nerddom has changed since they were made, since the 70s to the 80s to the 90s.
Yeah.
Because back then it seems like nerddom, especially fantasy and sci-fi, was more about how amazing this story is, how cool these scenes are, how interesting these characters are. Now it's,
that's
a cool fight.
They were also like way truer, you know. I remember
they actually told a story.
Like when I was little, my brother's the reader in the family, so he had just read The Hobbit, and my mom like found the old school 70s cartoon, and we watched that. I loved that cartoon.
Creepy,
I was awesome. So about that, and that was just like I was like, this is the book. Like, I can imagine, like, if I were to read the book, I could imagine this taking place. Not saying that the Peter Jackson ones were not the same, but that's how I felt. Like, the 70s and 80s was, like, true to the art form.
Have you guys seen The Dark Crystal?
Oh,
no!
Yes.
I have never seen Dark Crystal. I haven't. I know.
What?
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Good. It doesn't make any sense. I'm putting it on my Netflix list right as we speak.
Oh, my God.
Ready? It's happening.
Oh, my
God.
I like to watch Labyrinth and then Dark Crystal.
Labyrinth.
God, yeah.
Like, together in one day.
I had this brilliant idea that getting high and watching Labyrinth would be amazing.
It is.
It was not amazing.
It is.
It was not amazing. It was amazing until the point where they started taking off their heads and singing that song. And I was like, and I'm done.
But it's not as bad as when Seth MacFarlane bleeds from his face.
No.
I'm sorry, okay. Seth MacFarlane, you're bleeding from your ears.
What has happened to the nerddom since then? I mean, we used to have substantial works, and now it seems it's becoming so mainstream. It's becoming so geared towards the popular audience that it's lost its heart.
In the 80s, nerds were nerds. They were bullied.
I
they
think
were picked
being
on.
Outcast made us
and,
more creative.
And it was like, it was on the fringe, and now fucking hipsters.
Yeah.
Are like, look at me. I'm like, look at me ironically wear my Captain America shirt.
Oh
I'm
God.
So nerdy. No.
You had to take the Instagram shot.
I disagree. I think what happened was that there was a lot more nerds than we probably even knew.
Yeah.
And also the nerds of the 70s and 80s grew up and became the leaders of these different empires. And now they're making the media that we now watch.
They made our world.
Yeah.
And I'm angry at what they made.
Exactly. So you have to eat it.
I do think like at least the image of the nerd like in film and stuff, they're definitely cool now, which is to
they're
me
so cute.
It's the anti-nerd. So, like, just putting a jock in glasses is not a nerd. Like,
But it's hot.
It's hot.
It's so hot.
So hot.
Like, I mean,
that's what
you
I
can
love
keep
about,
doing it.
Like the guys from The Big Bang Theory, like they're so like.
They are nerdy. Yeah.
I hate that show so much.
Oh, I love it.
That show bothers me on so many levels.
I'm shutting your mic
it's
off.
It's pretty funny.
It bothers me on a lot of levels. It is a horrible show.
I've seen like one episode.
But, it's asinine. Yeah.
But the nerds have
you're
also
asinine.
Become sort of
yes.
like the heroes too, because we have all this technology and like, and we have all these like apocalyptic scenarios where the technology takes over and the nerd has to save us because he's the only one that knows how to use the computer right or something like
right.
that.
Sure.
And so they've sort of been romanticized
glorified
that
and
way
yeah.
and become sort of the hero. But I love just the awkward. He's falling over himself to try to talk to me.
Right.
Classic nerd, like my favorite nerd in film is I love George McFly. Like, he's right? my favorite. Everything about him is just
he's
adorable
so
and cute, and I want to go to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance with him.
And those underwear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That underwear.
And he, like, comes in, and he's like, Vader, talk to me, and, like, from Planet Vulcan, and I love everything about that character.
He's so cute.
And that underwear.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, well, that's what I grew up with. Like, I grew up with, like, Revenge of the Nerds. Mm-hmm. I grew up with, like, Crispin Glover. I grew up with, like, you know, even the John Hughes nerd was still, like, nerdy enough. They're like,
the Anthony Michael.
Oh, like, Farmer Ted and his friends were like, oh, my God, we're going to take, like, this video. And, like, this is going to be awesome. And I'm like, that was John Hughes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I imagined he was like as a kid. And now I watch these movies where it's like, Peter Parker is supposed to be a nerd until, like, he's supposed to be, nobody looks at him, he's scrawny, he gets picked on, he's just not cool.
Are you about to talk bad about Andrew Garfield?
I'm not talking about Andrew Garfield, no. I'm just saying, he's supposed to be that way, and now, like, Hollywood or the movies have glamorized him to be like, hey, I'm handsome, but I'm even more handsome now that I got bit by a radioactive spider.
I so disagree with that. I think Andrew Garfield is a nerd. Like, I think he's perfect casting for this role. It made my eyes twitching.
You know what's trippy is the transition in characters and actually appearance as well of Anthony Michael Hall in John Hughes movies to his role in Edward Scissorhands.
Oh,
right.
That was him, right? He was.
He became the jock.
Yeah, he was a jock. He was a jerk in Edward Scissorhands. Winona Ryder's boyfriend in that movie, right?
Yeah,
that's a major character transition
that is,
right
that's
there.
That's full circle.
Well, look at the transition from there as well. Look at Tim Burton. I mean, he's completely changed from where he's come.
He's very, he's become mainstream and, like, lives off merchandising.
I hate what he's putting out nowadays. Mm-hmm. I hear that Frankenweenie is good.
I'm very excited about
that. Well, I love the original. The original's amazing.
But I have issues just in general. Just his style has become so contrived. It's, look at me. I'm grim and kind of cute. Fuck you. No, I'm done.
Let me put my wife in everything now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'm
that's
fine with
fine.
That.
She's amazing.
She is a wonderful.
Put her in everything. I'm good with that.
Sweeney Todd was the last one that I really liked.
I actually didn't care for it.
And then I just kind of checked out.
I'm sorry, Timber.
Edward Scissorhands. Please come on that show, though.
I love
we love
it.
You.
I like Sleepy Hollow, too.
Yes.
Sleepy Hollow, I think, was the last thing where I was like, okay, I will pay for this because I like it and I like you. Now I just go, it's a Tim Burton. Do
Big
I like
Fish.
The actors in it?
Yes.
Big Fish came out after. That was a really good
Big
movie.
Fish was good. Yeah.
I think Big Fish is the last movie of his
Burton.
That I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see, what was that vampire one that just came out?
Dark Shadows.
I had heard that it was okay.
I hadn't seen it.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was based off of the, it was based off of the 70s.
The 70s, yeah. My mother almost named me after a character, Angelique. My mom almost named me
Angelique. That's awesome.
That. I had issues.
Really?
With it. A lot of issues.
I mean, that's what I hear. I hear a lot of people have issues with it, but it was okay.
Oh, you just had a lot of issues?
She's not going to tell us what those issues are. She's just
going to
say, I had a lot of issues.
Well,
like,
what am I supposed to do? You're like, busted open. I'm the only one that's literally seen it.
Let me just ruin it for you.
Oh, you saw it.
I saw it. You haven't seen it. Let me watch it.
We can discuss it again.
We can discuss Dark Shadows another day. We should actually watch the series.
Yeah.
And then watch the movie. And then discuss Dark Shadows.
Two versions. And one Joseph Gordon-Levitt was on.
We will watch that one.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt can be on.
No, because that one's horrible. It's the new one.
Joseph, just do more movies where you're naked.
Joseph, if you're out there, do more of me.
Joseph.
Actually, that's like what he does.
If you come in the show, we promise not to rape you.
I don't promise.
Shh. Promise.
But you'll enjoy it after a while.
Abby, just
promise.
You guys are insane.
We totally are. People we would rape. On the show, if they came on, Will Wheaton.
Nathan, you are so insane.
Mila Jovovich.
In trouble.
People would be like, hey, sorry you're on our show, we assaulted you.
Just
his voice is so hot. I'm going to take off my clothes. No,
how deliciously absurd.
All right, guys. Well, I guess we should get into our game that we play every week. This is a special edition of MFK. This is an old boy edition.
We're going to have a guest fix.
Yeah.
Guest to do.
We should all do it this week.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Take three names.
And then pass it around.
And pass it. Pass the duchy on the right hand side. I don't know why. Wow. That's why I just came out of my head.
I didn't know you liked the duchy.
I did not know that came into my head right now.
I don't like the Dutch.
I like the Dutch.
Actually, I do like the Dutch.
I did date a Dutch.
I do like the Dutch.
A singular Dutch.
I dated the whole country. It was really
a
awkward.
Singular Dutch.
Huh. One, two,
three. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, yay.
So like it's Mary Fuck Kill.
Wait, let me guess. I get the people I do not absolutely fucking want.
This is a sad like game to play because you really don't want to kill any of these people.
But maybe
I'm good with what I got.
That's why I chose the people I chose. I was like, who would you want to kill? Come on, people. Yeah. Okay, so we'll let our guests go first. Who'd you choose? And what would you do to them?
Is it sad that I don't know who one of them is?
Who is it?
No, who is that?
Lloyd Dobler.
You don't know? Say anything. Get off the show.
Oh, say anything.
Get off the show.
Okay, I'm good.
This is hard.
Okay, Lloyd. Right. I have Lloyd Dobler.
And the game is too.
Rick Castle.
Oh, I'm so jealous of you right now.
We actually met Rick Castle. We didn't talk about that.
I'm just going to have you pray.
Yeah, we didn't talk about
that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that after you decide what to do to him.
And Michael, 10 Things I Hate About You, David.
Okay, so he's
David Cromwell's character?
Yeah.
Michael, yeah, okay.
He's the one that ends up with the Shakespeare girl at 10 Things I Hate About You.
The Shakespeare girl?
Yeah. He's the nerd friend of Joseph.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was his name.
There you go. He's a nice little Jewish boy.
I love Say Anything is maybe like,
right?
I mean, who doesn't want their love life to be like an 80s
movie? It ruined men for me.
Ruined.
Oh, is that what ruined men for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like I've always wanted the guy on the lawn with the boombox. I've always wanted it.
I'll do that for you, but
I think it's
gonna...
charming. I mean, it doesn't have to be a boombox. You could just hold the iPad.
And with a line like, I gave her my heart and she gave me a pen. Like,
come on. So many good lines from that movie. I could quote it right now, but I won't.
And he was a kickboxer.
Kickboxer is the sport of the future.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion. I have.
Don't kill him.
That's a Mary.
Oh man!
Yeah, and he has money.
But it's not. It's not Nathan. Okay,
it's the character.
I think people are not understanding. It's the character.
Rick
what
Castle.
Would you do with the character? Would you
that
marry?
Looks is like him?
Wealthy,
right?
Sweet, great with women. Like he takes care of
awesome
his mom and his daughter.
With his child.
Yeah, amazing father. Right. Amazing.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, don't think of it as like, what would I do with Nathan Fillion? Think of it as like, how would I do it?
So what are the three options again?
Marry them, kill them, or fuck them. Oh
man. Well, I would probably marry Rick Castle, and fuck Lloyd Dobler, and then unfortunately,
she's killing 10 Things I Hate About You.
Killing the guy she doesn't know.
I'm killing him. You know.
Yeah.
He's okay. Got to go. Well, you can't replace. Well, it's JGL or nothing really when it comes to.
Heath Ledger was also in that movie.
He was.
No, Patrick Verona. He wasn't so bad.
I can't really. You know. I can't have sex with him now. So, JGL is kind of what's left on the table with that one. And what I would do to them. Well, for the marriage thing, I would definitely like go on as many awesome tropical vacations and spend money on each other and have massages and all
Ooh.
Kinds of.
And he'd write a novel about it.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You could be his like next Nikki Heat.
With Lloyd, I would probably want to do some really kinky stuff. Like maybe
kickboxing.
Like he's sweet, but you know there's got to be that side to him that likes.
You wouldn't buy anything sold or processed.
maybe a little bit of bondage there. Who knows? And you have some music going on.
Hello.
Some domination.
The hammer is my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep playing it.
That's going to be our answer for everything.
That should be my only ringtone.
And what was
10 things I hate about you guy.
Well, you're going to kill him. So.
I'm going to kill him. But if I were to kill him, I would... I heard that. I actually heard this on I think it was a Family Guy episode, and it was just crazy ways to kill. No, it was. I was watching The Raven. I take that back. I was watching The Raven, and I was watching Family Guy before that. I don't know how I could get them confused. But he was talking about like ways he could. Poe was thinking about ways he could kill people, and one of them was give him an enema of boiling tar.
Wow, that sounds comfy.
Huh.
I just clenched.
My ancestor was creepy.
So I think that's my. That's awesome. My hand there.
Awesome. All right, Stacey, who'd you get?
I got Ned Gold from 17 again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, Ned Gold as young Ned or like wealthy?
Ned Gold is the...
Right, as like the, young Ned or
I'm
like
gonna
wealthy
I'm
going
to say wealthy.
Ned. Okay.
I'm going to say wealthy.
Just go with wealthy.
Randy Meeks from Scream.
Nice.
And Sheldon Cooper.
Oh.
Nice.
I love Sheldon.
Okay, so I'm going to marry Ned Gold because let's face it, he has like the greatest nerd collection
right?
ever. Yes. And he throws amazing parties at his house, even though he's not always at them. So I'm going to marry Ned Gold. Okay, so I kind of want to kill Sheldon Cooper because I just haven't.
If you don't
I
know
don't,
him, kill him.
I haven't watched the show. Like,
no, you want to kill him.
It's so I'm going to
kill him. I like his obnoxiousness.
I'm going to kill Sheldon Cooper just because that's how I am. Mm-hmm. And Randy Meeks, we're going to have a really hot night of like sex and talking about horror movies and like who's going to survive. And then he'll die at the end. And it's going to be pretty sad.
Sweet.
Oh. That's sad.
Just a little.
Cisco, who'd you choose?
Well, I have only one thing to say about my options.
Good news, everyone!
I got Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, you
missed! Leave! Get out!
I got Cameron James. I got JD from Heather, and I got Ducky.
Bye, Ducky.
Pacing's tenderness.
That hair bothers me.
But he's super gay.
It's overcoiffed.
It's overcoiffed. It's that bolo tie. It killed it for you.
Actually,
huh?
He's not super gay. In the original ending, he actually got the girl.
I know, but neither of them liked it. So he made some kind of wonderful. He got to make the movie. Blah, it's a different conversation for a different time.
I, of course, am going to fuck JD from Heather's.
Right, nice, he's super edgy, super bad. He'd blow up a school for you.
Oh,
come
yeah.
On.
That's
yeah. I wouldn't want to stick with that. You don't
that's
stick with crazy.
That's a real man.
No. You don't stick with crazy.
Especially
but,
when you're already like a sociopath.
I know.
Head,
it was just inflamed
crazy
my crazy
in the sack.
More.
Exactly.
So
you guys
I'll
kill the
him.
World.
We'll have like a whirlwind romance where we blow up some stuff. It'll be nice.
Well, she did. Hey.
And then I'll marry Cameron James.
Oh.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. He's going to be mine forever.
No.
Phoebe no. Muffin.
I want to repick.
No.
I want to repick. I didn't get anybody really hot.
Okay, who'd you choose?
Me?
Yeah, Frank.
Well,
Frankie.
I'm just going to start off by saying this is the easiest decision I've ever had to make. I got Ted Logan, who I'm going to kill.
Why?
And this is why. Because I'm gonna fuck the shit out of Clark Kent. And I'm gonna marry Peter Parker. And then I'm gonna convince them to get into a polyamorous relationship with me.
Wait, hold on a second. So you'd fuck a DC and you would marry a Marvel.
Yeah, because Peter Parker.
See, it's like one is like the girl you don't take home to mom. Uh-huh. And the other one is like the one you live with and love the rest of your life.
Plus you could go like, I don't know.
It's marvelous.
No, because I'm going to get them both in the end.
I'm so sorry. We were running so late. I forgot to introduce my co-host today.
Well, that's because we had the awkward startup.
Yeah. Frank and Cisco and Anastasia are here with me as always. And our wonderful sound person that's been interjecting, and our producer is Nick Jacone.
Wait, do you guys get mad when I interject?
No.
I love like, when you interject.
Because I'm just Nick, back here, Nick? And the internet is down, so...
Shut the fuck up, Nick.
I just need a way to pass.
Shut the fuck up and interject.
Interject all over, please.
Member of Awkward Podcast.
Wait. I do have a question, though, about Christian Slater.
Okay. Yeah.
What movie was it where he... He works at a radio station and
pump
he's all creepy.
Volume.
Yeah, pump up the volume.
That was great. He runs a pirate radio.
Yeah, and he's all creepy. But
so
like, the
it's
chick,
a story
yeah.
of our life.
It is what it is, people. It is what it is.
Yeah, that one's great.
Oh, okay. Does anyone else love it when Nick interjects?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Wait,
if anybody got the guy that ruined guys for me, I'm going to jump over the table and kill you.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I got the guy that ruined guys for me.
Yay!
Okay, so I got Jake Ryan. What? Louis Tully. Hello. And Kenny Fisher. Well, let's see. If I could get the coolness out of Kenny Fisher. Oh, shit, man. This is hard. Okay, I'm going to marry Jake Ryan because, well, I've wanted to since I was 13 and didn't realize I couldn't. plus, Michael Schofield now has lives in Colorado, makes furniture. It's all very groovy. Had really two good movies. It's great. You know, he was in Mermaids with Cher and Winona, and then he was in 16 Candles with Molly Ringwald. I don't see a problem. Mm-hmm. Jake Ryan would never forget my birthday. That was proven. He would probably every year be like, okay, I know, honey. It's your birthday. We got to do the whole candle on the table thing while we kiss over it. I'll be like, sure, no problem, buddy. Wait for me at a church. It's cool. Louis Tully. Well, it's a toughie. Because he's smart and he hunts ghosts. Well, okay, I would kill Kenny Fisher just because he's a tool. Yes. I mean, he turned out to be awesome at the end, but he's a fucking tool. Mm. And I don't deal with tools. Mm-hmm. Louis Tully, I guess I would sleep with because we could, have sex and then go, on a ghost hunting mission or something. And then I could, be with everybody and, Slimer could be my... Oh, I don't want Slimer in there. Yeah. Sorry, boy, that was so awkward.
Wow.
Someone's in the ghost fucking.
But, Lewis would be awesome. We could talk, sciencey stuff and be like...
Idea. You can have sex and you can use Slimer as the lube.
As the lube.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Slimer,
there
no
you
slimy.
Go.
Hot. Devils.
I saw a car the other day, which was, it was great that this car was this color. It was lime, Slimer green, and the license plate said Slimer 1.
Aww. Nice.
And I was badass.
That's commitment.
Yep.
Badass.
Commitment.
Oh, okay. So, now that we played our little game, we're going to ask our little questions that we ask everybody. And these are our special.
We're going to fire them at you real fast.
Ooh, it's like rapid fire. You just got to boom, 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 think. Think and answer.
Ready? Ready.
Cisco, ready. Go first.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Good.
And what's
good.
The part two?
Well,
and I voted.
You had
already.
A part two
I
that made it really awkward.
There was more. What fetishes are you interested in?
What fetishes and are you registered to vote? That was the awkward question. Registering to vote's not an awkward question to all people.
I dig the whole polyamorous thing.
Hot.
I kind of think that. Well, I don't care if I sound sexist. I think men have issues with monogamy.
Oh, they do.
And so I think that, if they're not going to stick to it, why should you have to?
You go, girl.
I think society's evolving.
Yeah, and I definitely like toys. And ooh. I definitely like being the dominant as opposed to the
really?
Submissive.
You like being the dominant one?
Very much.
That is some guy's fantasy.
Oh, that I know. Trust me,
she
I know.
She doesn't have a problem in that department.
Because I'm not done vomiting. Stacey, I would think.
Eden bot.
My question is, if you could be killed by any horror movie villain, who would it be and why?
Oh, my goodness. Norman Bates.
Okay.
And probably because I know he would clean up the mess really well after.
That's what matters.
And he might cook me a meal before, which would be kind of nice. And he's got that really awkward weirdness about him that I just like.
That's why I love him. Okay, so Frank, what's your question?
Sex with Aquaman or death by firing squad?
Oh, I'm one of those people that actually loves Aquaman.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I really like the series Batman Brave and the Bold, and I think that Aquaman's really awesome and like way over the top, and just like he embraces the corniness, and I love that about him, and so I would have no problem.
What if he's into like really kinky fetishes?
I'm gonna piss on your face and then I'm gonna bottom your mouth. Yes, and I'm gonna shit on you.
Like an R. Kelly, like William R. Kelly.
I really want to take that away from him.
Well, if we're under the sea, it would wash off pretty quick. No.
But he'd smell like fish.
Like fish.
Okay, so my question is just not awkward, it's just a preference question. 80s Anthony Michael Hall or present day Anthony Michael Hall?
80s, definitely 80s. I think the last thing I saw him in was Batman as the reporter. And I don't know, I don't like him serious. I like him skinny and scrawny and weird. And I think he's funnier
like
that
the
way.
The Dead Zone, I think he's awesome.
Oh, the Dead Zone, yeah. Good.
But awesome is John Smith.
I'm a vintage Anthony Michael Hall fan.
Yeah. We've yet to find somebody that's like, I like present day Anthony Michael Hall. His bodybuilder, no neck.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen him. I probably would.
No, you wouldn't. Well, folks, I think that just almost about does it. I'd like to plug a few things before we go. Next
what
week.
What is this accent?
I know,
doing?
I don't know. I just don't know how to do it. next week is going to be our discussion of our movie club movie, Idle Hands. So if you've not yet watched that, get on it. Get on it now.
And if you can find it, please tell me where.
Yeah, if you can find it, please tell us. Let us know. In 2 weeks. Stacey and I are going to be on the Angry Dorks podcast. That's every Monday live, 6 to 7. We're going to be there with, you know, that gang. Awesome. That's October 29th. Cisco has a show coming up next week.
Oh, yes. Remember, everyone, you should probably tune in next week.
I'm a little turned on right now.
It sounds really good.
This is like the last 3 minutes, like last 2 seconds.
Everyone, tune in next week. We're going to have my show. It's going to be about gay pop culture. We're going to have an interview with Northwest Press, which will be pretty nifty. And then coming up down the pipeline, we have some other cool episodes coming up next month with some video game themed stuff. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twiddles.
If you guys are on the Tumblr, please follow us on Tumblr. Follow us on Pinterest. Those are both Awkward Conversations podcast.
And remember,
Twitter is like us. Twitter is Awkward Convo.
Awkward Convo Pod.
At Awkward Convo Pod. You can also check us out here at SkidRowStudios.com.
And subscribe to us
on iTunes. Follow us on, get us on Stitcher. Facebook is facebook.com/awkwardconversations.
And just real quick, I'm going to shamelessly plug my independent horror movie since it's Halloween coming up, and it's called Roadside Massacre, and it's available on Amazon on DVD. And
that sounds awesome.
She is busty.
It's done by MKSK Productions, and Scott Kirkpatrick is the director. So check it out if you want to find awesome horror.
Definitely, and we'll post the link to that.
We'll post the link on our page and everything.
Oh, also, a couple of our friends are involved in Delusions.
Oh, yeah, and they
so be sure to see that.
Yeah, they extended the show like 3 more days. If you want to find tickets or info on that, go to www.hauntedplay.com.
We got time.
And so you can check that out. It's really fun. It's like an interactive play. You go in different rooms and different scenarios happen.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I think I've been in something like this before.
Yeah, it's super, that was just super blast.
Oh, wait, that was a bathhouse.
Well, I think, guys, that just about does it. Aww. I'd want to thank our guests.
Yay!
I don't want to thank our guests.
For joining us on this actually lovely Saturday afternoon in LA.
It's nice and
I mean,
gray.
People.
I love it.
I can't wait till it rains
it's very
today.
Very doom and gloom and Halloween-y. I'd like to thank my wonderful co-hosts.
I love Halloween-y's.
Me too.
They're here every Saturday, you know, rain or shine. They're pretty awesome people.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank our producer for today, Nick Ticone. He's awesome sauce as well. Woo-hoo. And you guys have an awesome afternoon.
Go on, guys. Have an awesome afternoon.
Please stop doing that. You're turning me on.
I mean, seriously.
She is busty.
Seriously, Batman, get out of my
place. Stacey, she's busty.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, no, not the...
Sociopath, saucy pants, get ready.